All right, Matt Greenwood here with you on Regional Radio, speaking to Sekhmet wrestler Kai O'Reaney. We're going to talk some good stuff today, including his state championship this year, his championship last year. He's a Dream Team member for the second time, and he's only a junior, so he still has a chance to do some more great things. So, Kai, first off, congratulations on the state championship. Secondly, congratulations on being a Dream Team member. How do you take this all in?
I mean, it's just obviously very humble to be a part of it, be very thankful. I feel like I've worked very hard for all my accomplishments so far, and I feel like I have more to come in the future. So,
well, as you know, the process, the coaches get a chance to vote on the athletes in their respective sport. You make it pretty easy for them with your state championships.
Yeah, I put in a lot of work for what I've achieved so far. I've always put in extra time whenever most people aren't. I try to set the tone for what it takes to like succeed in the sport at my school. And I try to be the role model for most of my teammates.
Well, where does the drive come from?
Just trying to better myself and reach the next level, trying to make a future out of this possibly and just keep succeeding really. Try to make things easier for the people around me and people I care about, and then just repay everything they've done for me.
Let's knock some of those people out early. Who are those people you're talking about?
Like the people that have brought me here, like my coaches, my mother, the people who have always taken care of me. And then I just hope one day I can repay the favor and take care of them. So,
all right, very well. Most high school kids, I wouldn't think, have that mindset at that age. I take it you're 17?
Yes.
Okay. When's your 18th birthday?
November 13th.
November 13th. All right. You still got a little ways to go. Okay. Well,
yeah,
I mean, what better way really to celebrate anything than a pair of state championships? As I mentioned at the outset, you are just a junior, but you have, I guess, a senior mentality when it comes to wrestling. You've got a maturity about you when it comes to thinking about the future. Was that stuff that was instilled in you growing up, or did you kind of just take that upon yourself?
Yeah, I would say like half and half, honestly. Like as I grew up, I kind of just instilled it upon myself more or less than somebody like teaching me how to. But I just kind of taught myself how to like take that approach, I would say.
Okay, very well. Let's talk about your wrestling. 113 weight class last year, state champion. 120 weight class this year, state champion. Are you going to move up next year?
Yeah, most likely. I don't see myself staying down at 120 again. I'm getting a little bigger, a little thicker, so I'll probably move up 26, maybe 32.
Okay, and the decision behind that, obviously you said you're just getting bigger, getting thicker.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, was it tough for you to make weight this year?
Not really. I mean, I had plenty of workouts to make weight. I was in decent shape. I mean, well hydrated. So, I mean, the cuts weren't, like, necessarily terrible unless I made them terrible on my own. Just because being lazy and not, like, having weight down or being reckless and getting too fat at one time or eating too much or something like that. But the weight cuts weren't that bad at all, no. I wasn't, like, cutting a whole lot.
You just said the word lazy. I don't think you're ever lazy. Now with two state championships.
Well, like just lazy in little ways, like whether or not if I want to get up and get an extra workout and get a little bit more weight off at a time or something like that, and then just putting off workouts to where I would have to cut all the way to the last minute or something. But lazy in little ways, but obviously not in like a big way.
Yeah, certainly. Big picture, not lazy whatsoever. Let's talk about your wrestling style. Is there a style about Kai O'Reaney?
Hard to put a name on it, but I mean, it's just, I would call it spontaneous. Anything can happen at any moment. I mean, I'm always in the match, no matter what, pretty much, and I can pull something out of nowhere and turn it into something. I would say I wrestle in what most positions people would consider like dangerous or where you probably shouldn't be, but I'm in positions that look like that, like I look uncomfortable, I'm pretty comfortable in.
Let's talk about your teammates. You share a dream team with two other teammates of yours, Skylar Akers and Cameron Fusco. I know y'all are kind of in the lower of the weight classes. You know, Fusco 126, mm-hmm. you 120, Skyler even a lot less than that at 106. Do you guys get a chance to hang out much and work out on the mat together?
Yeah, we're always pretty around each other. We're always seeing each other at school, outside of school. Outside of school, we have workouts together all the time. But yeah, with Cameron leaving and going off to Mizzou next year, it's going to be down to just me and Skyler and a couple incoming freshmen. But other than that, you know, the lower weights of second, they're always going to be tough. It's always where second has been tough in the past. And I can just see the lower weights always being solid at second.
I imagine with the state championships, you kind of already have taken on that senior type leadership role. Do you welcome being a leader of a team of yourself and of others, really?
Oh, absolutely. I like to set the tone for the team. I like to make sure everyone's taking the right path, make sure that everyone's head's screwed on straight. I try to, like, mediate everybody to be getting in the extra workouts they need to be getting in and just keeping everything where it should be and making sure everybody's getting the best out of themselves.
Very good, very good. And what about Coach Moyer? What's his impact been on your wrestling?
I mean, as far as a high school coach, he's been very, very helpful. Coming in as a freshman, I didn't exactly know how to wrestle, but I was like, I knew how to like, I don't know. It's like, my technique was not very good, but I knew how to kind of just scrap. So I was decent, but like I had a lot of growing. Him, Coach McCravey, Coach Herod, and all of them, they basically evolved me as a wrestler and refined me into what I can accomplish now. So I owe a lot to them and all my other coaches who have taught me in off season and everything. Just everyone that has taught me anything with wrestling in the past years that I've been in high school just evolved me as a wrestler, and I couldn't thank them enough.
All right, very cool. We're speaking to Kyle Rini, Dream Team athlete for Sekman Wrestling. Second time he's made it on the Dream Team, two state champions under his championships under his belt. All right, Kai, looking ahead to your senior year, what are your thoughts on that?
Just trying to, you know, continue bettering myself, preparing myself for college, try to have a dominant, undisputed season. I would love to go undefeated, be second, first-time undefeated state champ next year. That'd be pretty cool, writing history books for Sekman. But then, just trying to make history, trying to better myself, and just trying to succeed.
How close did you come to being undefeated this year?
I had two losses that if I were to wrestle matches again, I know I would win. So the hiccups like that, I have to avoid next year and make sure that I walk out every match prepared. But I welcome losses. I get better from every loss that I have. So if it happens, it happens. But I know that I'll come out of the match a better wrestler every time.
All right. Very well. One more question for you, Kai. Tell us something most people don't know about you.
Most people don't know about me. Well, man, I don't know. It's hard to say. This is a thinking question. I need time to think about this.
Go ahead. I'm waiting.
All right.
I mean, do you still like the Backstreet Boys or something?
No, nothing like that.
Let's see. You want to be just like Justin Bieber?
No. All right. My all-time favorite show is Dragon Ball Z, the anime.
Hey, there you go, Dragon Ball Z. I'm very familiar with that. You know, me being an old guy.
I'm a huge nerd. There you go.
You're a huge nerd. You know what? That's the best thing, just being a nerd. It's fun to be a nerd, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Kai. Hey, thanks so much for the time. Congratulations on your state championship this year and on being a Dream Team member again. And maybe we'll talk to you next year. Who knows?
Awesome.
All right, thanks, Kai.
Thank you.
That is Kai O'Reaney, Dream Team interview, Sekman wrestler, joining us here today on Regional Radio.